Culture 5, Exercise 1, page 44.
British body language. Hey there, Globetrotters. Are you planning a trip to the UK? Not sure which gestures and greetings to use? Never fear, we've got you covered. Avoid awkward social situations or misunderstandings by reading our advice on British body language before you go. As any seasoned traveller will know, body language and the way people greet each other varies from country to country. From a bow of the head to a handshake, a high five, a hug and a kiss, or two, we all have different non-verbal ways of communicating with one another. And while variety is the spice of life, sometimes all this variation can lead to confusion and misunderstandings. It can be difficult to read the body language of a person from another country, or to know which greeting is appropriate to use in which country. The type of greeting people use in the UK tends to differ depending on whether the situation is formal or informal. A handshake is an appropriate greeting for formal situations, such as business meetings or when meeting someone for the first time. When greeting a close friend or family member, however, a hug is more typical. Although some people, usually men, are still traditional about physical contact and prefer to shake hands instead. Having said that, the European kiss on the cheek is now becoming more common in the UK among some friends and families. Making eye contact while you're talking to someone is important, but it can be tricky to get the balance just right. Too much eye contact can look like you're staring, which is rude, while no eye contact at all makes it seem as though you're not interested in what the person is saying. Try to look into a person's eyes most of the time while they're speaking, but glance away every so often so that it's not too uncomfortable. Smiling and nodding your head are also polite signs that you're listening to a person and that you understand what they're saying. Hand signals are a kind of body language that can differ greatly from place to place. For example, holding up your fingers to indicate a number when ordering food or drinks. In Britain, if you do this with the back of your hand facing the other person, it is extremely rude. So use your words, not your hands. In the UK, people generally don't like it if you stand unnecessarily close to them. Of course, sometimes this can't be avoided, like on a busy bus or train. But in a large, comfortable environment, such as an office, try not to stand or sit too close to someone, especially if you don't know them very well. If someone is leaning their body away from you, this might mean they're uncomfortable with how close you are. Try to keep an arm's length of space between yourself and the person you're talking to. Body language is a hugely important part of communication. Being able to read a person's non-verbal signals is almost as crucial as being able to understand the language they are speaking. So even if you're a fluent English speaker, remember to pay attention to body language while you're in the UK.